Okay, this is Michael Rose, Public Services Library at Rockingham Community College in Wentworth, North Carolina. Today's interview subject for the Korean War Era Veterans Project is Fred Burton. Today's date is June 24th, 2008. What is your full name?
Charles Frederick Burton, Jr. Everybody calls me Fred, but if I sign anything, I have to sign it Charles F.
Okay. And what is your age?
78.
Okay. Are you a native of Rockingham County?
Yes. I was born and raised here.
Okay.
Over at Harrison's Crossroads.
Harrison's Crossroads? What side of the county is that?
You know where the Red Cross is on 14?
Mm-hmm.
Take that road right there to the right and go back up there.
Okay. All right. Can you tell us a little about your background prior to military service?
I was a student at Guilford College before I got drafted. And, of course, I finished up when I came back.
Mm-hmm.
Worked on a farm all my life until I got through college. My dad owned a farm there, which we divided up between three children. We still got the farm, but it's in three names now.
Right.
You may know my brother, John M. Burton, was a Methodist minister.
Mm-hmm.
He has a whole home house.
Uh-huh.
And I built a house across the road in front of it. My sister, Mary, married Wayne Robertson, an electrical contractor, and lived right above me.
Uh-huh.
I have two children, both of them in Raleigh. They went to state and got jobs in Raleigh, and they've been in Raleigh ever since.
Uh-huh. Okay, when you were in service, what was your branch of service?
Army.
Army, okay. And you said that you were drafted?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you enter military service?
1951.
Okay. Once you entered the military, where did you undergo basic training?
Camp Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
Can you talk a little bit about the basic training experience?
Not a whole lot to talk about it. You took a lot of training, athletic, what have you, training, getting you ready, because I didn't quite make the Incheon invasion, but I got right there right after it. My schooling, I was taking economics, and I finished up when I got back.
Uh-huh. Okay. After the basic training was over, did you receive any additional training in the United States or overseas? Nothing?
No, they slapped us on a ship and sent us over.
Sent you right over there?
Yeah.
During the military service period, what was your primary duty?
I was in heavy weapons, which were mortars,
mm-hmm.
and heavy machine guns. We were on the front line, or mortars just back of the front line.
Right.
I spent the time there until I got a shrapnel wound, and they repaired it, fixed it, and then I went back, but I had trouble with my leg, and when I came home, they sent me to Fort, back then, Camp Gordon, Georgia, I believe it's Fort Gordon now.
Uh-huh.
I spent 9 months in a hospital down there. I didn't know it for a long time. The records at St. Louis Missouri, of the Korean veterans of my time got destroyed in a fire. I never have gotten my Purple Heart. And I'm trying every way I can to get somebody to get that done.
Right.
I'd like to have it, Purple Heart. It's been a long time, but I still like to have it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think I had heard about that fire talking to somebody else. So, did you say you traveled to Korea on a ship?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you got there?
Yeah.
Okay. And you remember the date that you arrived in Korea?
Sometime in 52, I got in Korea. I spent all my time basically on the front line. It moves back once in a while, but then you move somewhere. I served time from coast to coast and different sections being assigned.
Yeah.
I was in the 27th Infantry Regiment, part of the 25th Division.
And you remember approximately how long you were over there before you were wounded and had to go back home?
I was over there about somewhere around 8 months.
So just under a year.
So you spent 4 months in training at Fort Jackson. And then we went direct from there to Korea.
And then you were in Korea for about 8 months.
Yeah.
And were wounded.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, after the war was over, did you serve in the reserves?
No.
So you went straight back to civilian life?
Right. Went on back to school.
Okay. Do you remember when you were discharged from military service? When you were discharged from military service?
I should have brought my discharge with me. It'd have been sometime in late 52.
Okay, late 1952.
Let's see, 52, it may have been 53, because I served 2 years.
Uh-huh. And what was your rank when you were discharged?
Sergeant.
Sergeant. Did you receive any medals or commendations for your military service? You mentioned the Purple Heart.
I've got a whole slew of medals.
Mm-hmm.
The Purple Heart is the one I'd like to get somehow. All my military records are in Winston and also in Raleigh. And I've talked to them, but nothing's been done.
Right.
I got my discharge from Camp Gordon, Georgia.
Okay. And then once the war was over and you returned to civilian life, you mentioned that you finished college. And after that, what was your major occupation?
I was an accountant for Fieldcrest Mills in Eden. I spent 37 years with Fieldcrest.
Wow. Okay. Are you in contact today with anyone you served with during the war?
No, not really.
Okay. The Korean War is sometimes called the Forgotten War by some people, or some people call it a police action. What is your attitude about the Korean conflict?
Well, I've often wondered why we got involved in that, but it was a real conflict at the time it took place. We lost a lot of men in that war. The biggest thing that bothers me, we never did accomplish anything by that conflict.
You think it was unfinished?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the figure I read this morning was around 54,000 men from the United States military forces killed. How did Korean War era service change your life? Did it change your life in any way?
Yeah, I would assume it did. I wouldn't say, don't know exactly how much, what it changed, but I still feel some military activity from time to time. Mm-hmm. But I'd have to say it changed my life some.
Well, Mr. Burton, we would like to thank you for participating in the Korean War Era Veterans Project, and we thank you for your service. Mm-hmm.